Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Yitzhak Shem will be completing beautiful Simen Shin Lamed Dalad, which has been dealing with the halachos of fire on Shabbos. We will also start in Yitzhak Shem Shin Lamed Hey. We left off yesterday towards the end of Se'if Chav Vav. Just to quickly review, the Ramah had brought down the very, very major and important point that nowadays when there is potential sakonos nefashos in dealing with fires, we are very, very concerned about the loss of life and permit anybody to go put out the fire, even call the fire department on Shabbos to make sure that there's no potential loss of life. However, if it is absolutely certain there's no loss of life, it's only for the potential to save your property or money, so then the restrictions all do apply. And that's what we talked about towards the end of yesterday's shiur. The Ramah told us if a person unfortunately was mechalel Shabbos in order to save his money, so he has to go through a tshuva process. We had a discussion whether this is if he did it intentionally or if he did it with an ones or shkaga. In any event, the tshuva process that the Ramah had brought down will be now discussed in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Ayin Tes, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you shouldn't eat meat or drink wine, we said. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah in the following fashion, and he says, Hainu balailosh achar atainis. He brings out from Achronim that this is talking about after you fasted, the various fasts that the Ramah had told us to do, either the 40 fasts, or we said in certain situations, maybe just Monday, Thursday, Monday type of fasting, you shouldn't break your fast and have wine or meat. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei told us that you have to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, yudches pshitim, how much is that? Huki cheshbon chav zayin mos, this is a certain amount of money that was well known in their days. And Deir Shu footnote number 83, he brings down this would calculate to about 17 grams of silver nowadays. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in those days it was the La'erech Hamisha Zehuvim, 5 gold coins. He called Pashit Ugadol. Each Pashit coin over here is a size of a coin that's called a Gadol, the Chatzi, and a half of Polish coins. So this Pshit over here is 1.5 Polish Gedolim. The Chol Gadol Ma, and each Gadol, these Polish coins, is worth a Ma. The Tam Lashir is, what's the reason behind giving this certain amount of money to stock or shakashu a poskim? This was the amount of the value of the smallest type of a lamb or a goat, which would be purchased in those days. And since we can't bring the korbanos nowadays, so therefore we give that amount of money to tzedakah. Because if the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, you'd have to go bring a chatas with these animals, and therefore the kizbo or the seira that you would go bring would be worth this much money if the person did an isa deraisa, most of the deraisa. And we don't want the sinner over here to benefit by the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the amount of money that he would have spent on a chatas, we suggest that he give to tzedakah. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Vizar shelo yomar shino sin ze avur chatas. But of course, the person has to be very careful to say, this is not my chatas money over here, because that, of course, would make it hektish, and then it would be not usable by anybody. What should he say? Rak shiomar should be mokum chatas. This is instead of my bringing a chatas, no sin ze tzedakah, I'm bringing this amount of money to tzedakah. And this is brought down in the name of the Chayi Adam. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, because of Svarim, the post can bring down, Shemei Anochon Shiomar Parshas Chatas. The person should also say the Parsha that deals with Chumash with the carbon chatas, the yovin ofen hakrovasa, and he should understand how the carbon would be brought, and in this way, the person will get a kapora. And he says as well, ukvar omu chazal kolosik b'toras chatas kilu hikuv chatas, because the rabbis have taught us that if a person learns the din of the chatas, that could in some way fulfill his obligation to go bring a carbon chatas, which he unfortunately cannot do today, b'shul avon sein rabbin, that there is no base in Mikdash. The issue footnote number 85 brings down, b'tam adovish tzorach lohovin. What do you have to understand about the chatas? Isn't it enough to just say it? So Rabbeinu Vachai brings down the drasha from Chazal, the Gemara in Menachos, zos ha-torah la'ola la'mincha v'la'chatas la'asham, and he says that anybody that's involved in these korbanos, it's like they brought a korban. The ha'inyan shum is bonein. It means over there that you understand it in the bira of the parasha, to understand what the words mean, and likewise what it's signifying. Kimitoch kach, in this fashion, the person understands what the korbanos mean, and this way he'll be better able to go and fulfill the mitzvos by understanding what the consequences are over here for the sin that he transgressed. And in this way, avonosav nimchalim lo, he'll get a kapara for his sins as if he had brought the carbon. And we can't just say, just saying the words that means anything, but it's the yizbonin b'peirushim, it's the understanding of it that's the critical thing. Likewise, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, shetehei b'kavana obelev nishbar, a person has to say the parashat chatas with great kavana over here and with a broken heart. Furthermore, he says, from the Sefer, Derech Pikudecha, that the person should say the parsha over here, the number of times that he did the sin. So if the person transgressed four times this sin over here, let's say he did four Yisurim over here in putting out the fire on Shabbos to save his money, so then in this situation he should read the parsha four times, as the opinion of other Achronim and contemporary Gedolim today as well. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, it's enough to say it once for all of the times, and he should have in mind when he says the Yiratzot that this should be for all the times that he did the sin. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Peyalet tells us that this amount of money is 12 pshitim if he wants to redeem each tainus that he was supposed to do. And the Mishnah Berurah says, shu chai mos. This is the equivalent of 18 mos, which is, again, well known to them. This is the minimal amount. A richer person should give more. Every person should give according to their wealth. The whole idea over here behind the redemption of the tainus is shishokul tzara mamon kineged tzara tainus. So instead of you're suffering with the fast, so you should suffer with the loss of money. So if a very wealthy person, he's not going to suffer by giving $5 to tzedakah. A poor person, that might be a tremendous suffering and difficulty for him. So for a poor person, the middle amount is enough. But for a richer person, since it's supposed to replace the suffering that you would have had from the tainus, so he has to give a proportionately greater amount of money to stuck. Now we go to Siv Chav Zayin, the last Siv in this Simon. Gacheles, if you have a coal, Hamunachas b'mokum shrabim nizokim ba, if this coal is in a place where it could cause tremendous problem for the rabbim, it could hurt a lot of people, Yochol HaBosa, then you're allowed to put out this coal, even on Shabbos. Bein imhi shomateches, whether this coal is made from metal, in other words, the hot metal rod over here, bein imhi shalates, or whether it's made out of wood. However, the Rambam also bishalates, the Rambam forbids you to go and put this out if it was a wooden coal. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei Beis that you're allowed to go put this out on Shabbos, because there's no alternative. That's the only time that you're allowed to put it out. There's no way that you could move it in a safe fashion from this place, to bring it to a place where there isn't a large number of people there that could get hurt from it. The lav hachi, because if you do have that alternative, then it would certainly be preferable for a person to move the coal, which doesn't involve necessarily any yisurim deraisa, rather than putting out the coal, which potentially does. The issue footnote number 86 brings down, if you, Rachmana Lislan, have a hot wire, an electric wire, that is down on Shabbos, and there's a great potential danger for people that they come into contact with it, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shalachora ain chiyav lis akiv shom kol haShabbos kedi lahazir sarabim yasakon. You don't have to stand there all Shabbos and shoo people away. Don't come near here. There's a live wire over here. But instead, you're allowed to go and put it out. The rabbis did not make this person do this tircha yaseri to stay there all Shabbos to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And in addition, we have to be concerned that maybe he won't want to stay there, so if he sees some danger in the distance, he's going to run away rather than go and address the danger. He also permits you to go and call the gas company or the electric company to take care of these dangers as well. However, he does conclude that if somebody wants to be machmir and stay there all day, and in this way not do any yisurim, and likewise make sure that nobody will get hurt, and there's absolutely no risk that somebody will get hurt, so then, tavol lav bracha, that actually is a wonderful thing for a person to do. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman further adds, however, lamaisa, that there are problems in calling the electrical company to come over here. It's going to involve many, many times chilul Shabbos over here, not always with permissibility. And especially if there are going to be Jewish people over there that are going to be chashed, that they're going to do unnecessary melachos. They'll take care of things that they'll require to be taken care of on Shabbos because of Bikuach Nefashos. And therefore, he says, Chayefu be'atzim lishmar me'asakon. It would be an obligation on this person to actually stay there rather than to cause other people to be mechal Shabbos many times. And he says, She'en lochush, you don't have to be concerned that if this is the din, that people will not come and take care of this. They'll try to run away from this responsibility. He says that is not the case. In regards to a broken window, if you have glass over there, so Shlomo Zalman says, im ein sham nachr, if there's no non-Jewish person that can sweep it up, then you would be allowed to go and take care of it, but you try to do it in a klachayad fashion, in a non-usual way of doing it. For example, push it away with your feet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Gimel explaining the Mechaber who said that this is, even if it's a metal type of a hot rod over here, the Ein Bazeh Mishum Mitzar, if there is no concern over here that you're going to forge the metal by putting it out, by pouring the cold water on it, you're going to strengthen the metal. That's not a problem over here, so you have no intention of doing so, and you're doing this to prevent danger for the Rabbim, so you're allowed to do this. And then the Mechaber told us you can do this even if it's a wooden charcoal over here. Sivkot and Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains the kibush shechayv min haTorahu. This would be an issur deraisa because you're creating a charcoal as a result. Dafka kshemachav elasos b'chomim. The only issur deraisa is if you're intending it for the purposes of the charcoals that will be created. Avol stam kibuy hevi melach shenis rich lagufa. The regular plane pouring it out over here for no purpose of having the charcoal, but just to put out the fire, that would only be a melach shenis rich lagufa. You don't need the charcoal, and therefore v'hu rak issur derabbanan. That would knock it down to an issur derabbanan. And because of the potential over here for damage to the rabbim, they could get hurt by this hot coal over here, lo gozu. The rabbis never instituted over here that this is forbidden. However, the Mishnah continues and he says, Avo bimkom hezeka de mamona. Also, if it's only going to cause a financial loss, then you wouldn't be allowed to put it out, as we've already explained in Kamosha Kosav Sif Chav Hei. However, the Rambam over here said that you're not allowed to put it out if it's a wooden coal. The Rambam holds that this would be an issur d'oraisa over here, and therefore you can't put it out if it's a wooden coal over here. However, avo shema teches, but if it's a metal hot item over here, leka issur kibuy min haTorah nuchul yama. That's not an issur d'oraisa of kibuy according to everybody, because it doesn't really burn. There ain't no sorif, and it's only an issur d'rabbanan to put it out. So he doesn't let you do the issur d'oraisa, but he does let you do the issur d'rabbanan. In Sivkut and Pehei, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, we do not paskin like this Rambam, v'alocha k'der rishon, we paskin like the first opinion brought down by the Mechaber, that you're allowed to put out this fire, even if it is a metal rod, or even if it's a charcoal made of wood, and this is brought down in the name of the Elyu Rabbah. The issue footnote number 91 brings down, since the halach is that you're allowed to put this out over here to prevent hesek for the rabbin, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, there's another reason as well that you're allowed to put it out nowadays, because in the times of the Gemara, your houses weren't adjacent, but nowadays, since the houses are adjacent, it's a very great potential that multiple people will be hurt. Many people could potentially be damaged over here, and therefore you're allowed to put it out, and you should put it out, and you should put it out before it is blown all over the place, which would be much more difficult to go and put it out at that point in time. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, and we begin now Shin Lamed Hey, which deals with Din Chavis Shinishba. If you have a barrel that breaks on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do to save the contents inside? And the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Chavis Shinishba, if you have a barrel over here that broke on Shabbos, Matzilim Imenu, you're allowed to go save from this container Mazon Shalosh Sudos. You're allowed to save 3 meals worth with the same caveats and rules that we described in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. If it's before your Friday night meal, you can save 3 meals. If it's before your Shabbos meal, lunch, you can save 2 meals. And if it's before Shalosh Sudos, you can save 1 meal. We'll see the same thing applies over here. And this is allowed to be done afilu bekelim harbe, to save these 3 meals that you're allowed to save, even if it requires many utensils, you're allowed to do this. Dilu bekli echad, because if it's talking about only one kli, afilu machzik mea sudos matzo, then you're allowed to put into that one kli as much as that kli can hold. Even if it's going to hold 100 sudos, you'd be allowed to save it. Furthermore, v'omer la'acherim bo v'atzilu lachem, likewise, you're allowed to go and ask other people to go save for you the 3 meals that you're allowed to save for yourself, because just like you could save it for yourself, you can ask them to save it for you. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, the ein chiluk ben shenishbura v'lo nishbach adayin legamrei al oretz uben shenishbach kivar al oretz. He brings that from the Beis Yosef. It doesn't make a difference whether the barrel is just leaking at this point in time or it's already all been poured out onto the ground. In all of these situations, you're only allowed to save 3 meals. The stam opinion over here of the Mechaber is that the rabbis were concerned, Shimnovo lahatzil lahatzil b'kelem harbe, yosem yishalosh sudos, if they allowed the person to go and get multiple utensils and save more than 3 meals, mitokshu bol lachazer acha kelem harbe, since he's going to be so interested and anxious about getting many utensils, he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, and yivim gam kein derech shizarab, and it'll take him through a public thoroughfare, which would be an issur d'oraisa, or shiyovel l'sakin chavish nisbro, will try to fix the barrel, which will also be an issur d'oraisa. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down others that disagree. The Eishes Sovereign, there are those that say that kashenishbach me'achavis legamri al-aretz, if it's totally spilled out onto the ground already, then there's no concern over here of your being anxious because it's all gone already. Ozlo shayach shu bo l'hatzil, there's no concern over here he's going to rush around like crazy and forget it to the Shabbos, kivin shikvar nasa, it's already been done. And now whatever he can save, there's no concern that he'll come to fix the barrel or do other things because he's not going to be so bold. This is brought down even the Trumas Adeshin. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "Ve'efshar sheyesh lahokol kein bizmanenu." We can rely upon this lenient opinion nowadays. Shein motzi yetzlenu rishus harabim, because there is no real rishus harabim according to many poskim nowadays, and therefore, even if a person were to go and carry extra buckets through an area, it would only be a karmelis, and therefore, it would not be an issur d'oraisa. He brings down Ayin Shalom, the Truma Sedeshin, Sheino Matir Kim Lishov Velishpoch. This is to go and draw up or to pour out into another container, Koma Deboy Kim Lesoch Kosos Katanos. You can only do this into small vessels. The Chiyai Gavna Lav Uvda Dechol, because then there's no concern of it looking like a weekday activity. Shein Derech Kim Bechol, because you wouldn't pour this into small cups, and a weekday you'd pour it into one big, large barrel. And since you're changing it around from the normal way that you do it on a weekday, we're not concerned over here. So the person will remember, why am I doing it this way? Oh yeah, it's Shabbos, and we don't have to be concerned that he'll forget and go do an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. Mishabur explains this, if Kohen Beis, you're only allowed to do three sudos. Hainu kodem achilas arvis. Again, this is talking about before you've had your Friday night meal, then you're allowed to save three. Kemosha Kosov, Reish, Simon, Shalom, Dalit, Ayin Shom, as I explained, before Friday night, three, before Shabbos lunch, two, before Shabbos Shulis, only one meal. He brings down Ayin and Tosef, Shabbos, Shekosav, Dehechi, Dehayayin, Motsui. However, if wine is the beverage of choice that people drink all the time, V'derech L'shtosu B'chol HaYom, and people drink it all day long, not just during the meals. V'mikoshikin, Shar, Mashkim, and certainly other liquids over here, She'ein O'biyoki, that aren't expensive, Kokach, V'shosin, Kol HaYom, and people drink them all day long. People have glasses of water all day long. People have all sorts of sodas and beverages all day long. So then, for those liquids, yochol hatzel tvei, you can save more than just for three meals worth, because she'ein kevel shli, a person drinks all day long. Likewise, sifkot and gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'omer lachem, you can ask other people to do this for you, but only hainu gam kein mazon shalosh sudos, only up to three meals. Ukidel b'simin shin lamadala sif tas, because you're only allowed to save for three meals, so they can only save for you for three meals as well. Now the Mechaber qualifies the statement over here a little bit, and he says, "Ubavach lo yispok." You now let go and put a sponge out there to draw up the beverage. Dainu shlo yosim hasfog b'mokum ayayin. You can't put the sponge in the place where the wine is. Lachzul latifo, in the hope that the sponge will drip back into the barrel or into another barrel. Gizerish ham yitzel. We don't allow this because we're concerned the schita. You come to squeeze the sponge out, and this is true. Afilu im yeshlo beis achiza the lekach hashash schita. And as we pointed out previously, one is allowed to take a sponge that has a handle to it and use that on Shabbos. There is no concern of schita in that situation. Nevertheless, even over here, even if there's no concern of schita, it's still forbidden to put a sponge over there. Shlo yase kidero shuasa b'chol, because this would be the way you would do it on a weekday, and therefore the rabbi said, don't do this on Shabbos. Furthermore, v'lo yitafach b'shemen, if you have oil that's spilling over here, you're not allowed to stick your finger into the oil, l'achnis yado u'lekancho b'sfas kli, and then go wipe it off on the edge of the kli, and in this way save the oil in that fashion. The Mishnah Berurah explains, hainu gamkein mitam zeh, again, because this is uvda dechol. This is too much like a weekday activity. Then the Ramah adds, Hagavi Yeshom, and the Ramah says, Davko Chovish Nishma. We're talking here about a barrel that broke. Shabal, a person's going to be very consumed with anxiety about this barrel that broke. Vim Yatzil, and if we allow him to go and save more than the three meals, Chayshinon Sheisakena, he's going to go fix the barrel. However, Avol Nistak, if it just has a crack in it, Vyovit Tif Tif, and a little bit is dripping out, Shaina Balkokach, he's not going to be so anxious in this situation. Mutul Lahatzil Bekelim, then you can go bring as many Kelim as you need. And you can do this Liklot Ulatzarif. You can even go and gather them all together, push one against the other. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kohen, hey, this really isn't necessary for over here. This is actually a reference to what we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir in Siv Beis. Din Zeh Shayach L'Kamen HaSiv Beis. Kishenish B'Rosh Hagag, talking there, if the barrel's on top of a roof and it breaks, you're not allowed to do this Liklot Ulatzarif. Why does the Ramah bring it over here? V'nachti Hocha, the Behol L'Ashminan, the Yochol L'Hatzel B'Kelim, V'Hainu Afilu B'Kelim Harbi, because he's telling us over here, as opposed to when it's on the roof in Siv Beis, which we'll learn tomorrow, over here, with just a little crack, you're allowed to even bring multiple barrels or multiple other utensils, and you can even gather them all together and put one against the other, which you wouldn't be allowed to do in the situation of Sif Beis. And that's why the Ramah mentions it over here, that you are allowed to do it. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yesh omrim, others say, that these restrictions are only over here when you're taking it from one yard to another yard. However, avol abayis acher she'eravimo, but if it's to a house that has an heir with him, matzil mecholinyan, then you'll have to do whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do. K'moshin is bor le'el gabit leka, like we've already explained in Simon Shin Lamed Dalet, and this is brought down from the Piskei Ma'arai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav explains that hainu afilu lechotzer acher she'eravimo, even when you're doing it to another courtyard that has an heir with you. Nevertheless, mishum dekevin she'enu makora, since it doesn't have a roof on it, dam k'sas rishus harabim, it could be mistaken for rishus harabim, and therefore the rabbis will goes over here, she'im natir bekelim harbi, if we allow you to bring bring many utensils, mitoshu bowl, because you're so concerned over here, yishkach shu Shabbos, you'll forget it's Shabbos, v'im derech shu sarabi, may come to take it through the shu sarabi. As opposed to, however, in Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah explains, you can go and bring it to your own yard, so the Taz disagrees with this. Taz mafak bipuzeh. The gam gabi deleika in din zeh muskum. He says, not everybody agrees about this in the fire case, so you're bringing it down here. Just like you can do in the fire case, you can do it over here. Not everybody agrees in the fire case. However, El Yerabah Miyashvili, El Yerabah reconciles the Taz's concerns. However, Achli Inyan Lahosi Lachotzer Shalom She'enu Tzrich Le'ev Kav. But to bring it out into your own courtyard that doesn't need an Erev at all, then even the Taz is Mitzadeh the Yesh Lahok Lahatzav Chol Inyan. Then you're allowed to do whatever needs to be done in this situation. With that, we conclude today's shir.